World famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome here. I have Don Mixa on the phone. I haven't talked to Don in a while. Don Mixa is a professor of engineering in Washington State, and at one time was a contractor, right, Margaret?
Yes, Don was a contractor with the Central Intelligence Agency, or one of the intelligence...
Yeah, just general intelligence, right?
Yeah, general intelligence.
What does that mean, general intelligence?
Phil, if I could jump in, I was a contractor with the military intelligence.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then subsequent to that, I did do some work with the CIA.
All right, so we're talking here to Don about this leak, this intelligence leak that was published by The Atlantic. It was a chat or a conversation between, Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance, Radcliffe, who's the head of the CIA. Do you know who else?
Yeah, well, some of the people involved, I think Gabbard, Mike Waltz, who is a another you know, intelligence agent, and just a number of people on this chat. And what they're doing is they're talking about the advisability, okay, of a missile strike against the Houthi.
Now, what is the Houthi, or it's the...
I think it's the who this.
Yeah, it's the who this.
What do you mean, the who this?
I think that's what it is, technically, Phil, the who this. And so that's what part of what the problem with this leaked conversation, because they looped in a reporter for the Atlantic Monthly.
Right. Now, that to me was the big dumb... That was the dumbbell move.
That was the dumbbell move. And it doesn't get dumber than that. I mean, we're not talking here about... right, left. We're not talking about vice president. We're not talking about Republican or Democrat. We're talking about just being just so stupid. It's just, you know, mind-boggling that you got this guy. So much of what they're talking about here.
All right, you talked to me earlier, and you found great. You took great exception to the way they conversed, the way they.
Yeah, the way they communicated was not the way you do it. Okay, first of all, you have to. Even if you're on a secure platform or you're in a secure channel, okay, when you're in the CIA or you're doing any kind of intelligence gathering, intelligence communication, you have to communicate. When I was with military intelligence, we always used misnomers. We used non-de-plume. We used symbols.
When you say you mean different names?
Made-up names.
That's right.
Made-up names and the like. And so, for instance, when I was with military intelligence about the late 1990s, there was a contemplated action. This is when Clinton was president, and they were contemplating an action against the Al-Qaeda. This was before 9/11, about 2-3 years, but they were considering a missile strike against Al-Qaeda, and the basic communication that went between myself and R.B. Jr., this is a non-de-plume, not a real, it's a real person, but
It's not a real name.
Not a real name. And I said to I'm reading my R.B. Jr., snacks at noon, and...
What is that again, snacks at noon?
Snacks at noon. Snacks at noon, are you bringing the soup? What that means is... Essentially,
well, this is sort of the symbolic talk that we see in movies.
Well, you can say you see it in movies, but this is how it's really done. And this is what they were not doing with this guy Hegseth. And they said he drinks. Is that the?
I don't know, man. I don't want to get into the whole thing with Pete Hegseth as the defense secretary. They said he had a drinking problem. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you. You get on a secured line. With the national intelligence being discussed, and you've got someone who's next to a jug on that line.
I don't know for sure.
We don't know for sure. You're talking about, he wasn't drunk.
Well, whether he is or not. But if you've got a guy that's been sitting next to a jug for most of his life, and then you put him in on a secure chat having to do with the military operations. Now, when we were considering this missile strike against Al-Qaeda, it was very, very plain. We said, are you bringing the soup? At 12:30, I will be bringing... I forget what it was. I think I'll be bringing... Will you be bringing the soup? At 12:30, I know that I'll be bringing dessert. Okay.
And all of this means something. What does that mean?
Well, I can't really tell you all of it, but it did have to do with the timing of the missile strike.
Okay, so this is the kind of stuff that we are used to seeing in movies...
I don't know about movies and this guy. This is the way it's supposed to be done, Phil, not the way these people did it. When they're sitting there and saying, hey, I think this and that and something else, and I think, you know, I think what the president thinks. That's the other thing. Vance got himself in a whole bunch of trouble by disagreeing with what Trump wanted.
Well, I understand that he disagreed with some policy.
Yeah. So they're talking, and they got this, what is the woman's, Gabbard?
Yeah, it's a Gabbard.
Yeah, Gabbard. And she was very circumspect talking before the Congress. And they basically said, were you on this chat? She said, well, I don't know. I have to go check. Now, this is not very bright, if you think about it, Phil. If somebody says to you, were you on a chat this afternoon? And you say, I've got to go check to see if I was. There's a serious question there as to whether or not there's... You've got a brain that's working right.
Well, I think she was buying time. I don't think she wanted to answer the question.
Well, she may not want to answer the question. But when somebody says, hey, were you... You have to be like this. Are you wearing underwear right now? Well, I got to go to the bathroom and double check.
Well, I don't think it's that ridiculous, do you?
Absolutely that ridiculous. And so she's sitting there in front of the... You might as well say, yes, I was. But to say I've got to go check is like saying... Are you a man or a woman? Well, excuse me, but I got to go check.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
No, no. No, no, no. No, no.
Okay, well, all right. So it was a question that she should have answered.
It's a question she should have answered, and that's obviously she knew. Were you on the chat this afternoon? Yes, of course I was. But she said, I have to go check. So that's like saying, do you have a vagina or a penis?
All right, we get it, Don. I understand.
Okay, so that was it.
Now, what about somebody? So you said... So the difference between the communications that you guys were involved in with the military intelligence and what these people were talking about, you guys were heavy into couching your terms and symbols and things like that.
Yes, you have to be. You can't sit there and say, okay, we have an operation going this afternoon at 2:30, and understand that military assets are going to be involved, and understand that at this particular hour we'll be in touch with United States Naval Operations and this and that, and everybody knows what you're talking about, okay? You can't be that obvious. And I've told young agents, Phil, that are coming.
How long? Don, not to interrupt you or anything.
You all right? Because you just went, ho.
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's what it sounded like to me.
It sounded a little strange, Phil. Okay, my question is, how long were you with military intelligence while you were teaching engineering in Washington?
I was with military intelligence in my late 20s when I got out of college. I was in the service for 4 years in the Marine Corps, and then I left and went back to school and got back involved with some people I knew at government level, others at the Pentagon, and finally one thing led to another.
So I just was curious about that. So go ahead.
Go ahead with what?
What were you talking about?
I forget.
All right, you said something about, are you a woman or a man?
No, I know it is. So, yeah, so you have to be clear. And I think Gabbard, there was nothing... I think that Gabbard...
Her name's Tulsi Gabbard, I think.
Okay. This Gabbard, she knew where she was at all times, but she didn't want to answer the question. And I would have... I've simply said to her, are you a man or a woman? And she'd have to say, well, I'm obviously a woman. Well, then why can't you answer where you were this afternoon? So when we were in intelligence... And we went on operation. I would say to to the sublets, who are the people that go out with you, I'd say, moon over Miami. This would be, for instance, we were following up on the missile attack on Al Qaeda. This was in 1999.
Okay.
The moon is over Miami. Where do you go to get your feet washed?
The moon is over. All right. So this is all code.
Yeah, of course it's all code. Yeah.
Well, what does it mean?
Well, what it meant in that instance. It meant there's a full moon in the sky, and at that particular time, I noticed that there was a smell to my feet because my socks were filthy. So I was actually about to wash my socks, and I was going to take a bath. And so I said to them, where do you go to get your feet washed? Obviously, you wash your own feet. Okay, you follow me?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
Well, what is that? So you wash your own feet. So what does this got to do with the missile attack?
With the missile attack?
You just said...
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. So what I said was this, my feet smell, how about yours? This was a part of the back and forth that we were doing on a secure channel between myself and operations in the Persian Gulf.
Okay.
And we were going to launch this missile attack. So I said, I'm going to get my feet washed, how about you? And then the message came back from Naval Operations, I can smell them from here. That meant it was a go.
That was a go.
Yes, that meant it was a go, and that we would then direct the battery to open fire.
If they said, I can smell your feet from here.
Yes.
All right, well, we're talking here with Don Mixa, who was a former...
Well, you sound like you don't believe me, Phil.
I believe you. Yes, I do. I just don't understand a lot of this.
Well, there's nothing to understand. You simply, it's code, you see.
No, we understand that it's code, and we also know that these people, J.D. Vance and the rest of them that were on this signal chat that was exposed by the Atlantic magazine, they were talking in very straight ahead terms.
Yeah, everybody knew what they were talking about. They said, yeah, you know, the who this.
What is the who this?
Whatever those cats are called, man. Do you know their name?
Oh, the Houthis. Yeah, yes, they were very much a part of the directed conversation as to whether or not we would interdict them militarily.
I got so Don Mixa is on the phone with me here, folks, from Seattle, Washington. And we're taking your phone calls as well as we discuss here this ill-advised release of this chat that, whatever you call it. What was it, Don?
It was a signal chat between the principals. You could say it was a chat because there were some things in there about how are you doing and, you know, I'm getting my hair done, that kind of thing. But
no, there wasn't anybody talking about their getting their hair done, was there?
I think there was a reference in there about somebody getting their hair done. But the point being, it was a straight up and down, straight ahead discussion of this military operation.
All right, here's Bruce in Denver. Go ahead, Bruce.
Right. I heard that Tulsi Gabbard and J.D. Vance were talking about how they think that President Trump was doing a wrong thing. Did you know anything about that? I'll hang up and I'll listen.
Okay, so this is something that's been discussed.
Yeah.
That J.D. Vance, and I didn't know about Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, yeah, I think both of them were said, both of them were heard to say that they were very, very much against what Trump felt, and they didn't want to do it, and they didn't want him to know. That was the thing that made it such a newsworthy item. They said, we don't think the president's playing with a full deck.
They didn't say that, did they?
They used some terminology like that.
You're kidding.
No. They said, we don't think the president's playing with a full deck, so we're not going to back his play, because it's something along the lines of, this is like finding something on the floor that might have dropped out of a rat's ass, putting into rolling paper and smoking it. That was J.D. Vance.
He said what?
J.D. Vance said, this entire operation is like finding something on the floor that might have dropped out of a rat's ass, putting it in rolling papers, and lighting it and smoking it. And Tulsi Gabbard said, I think she was quiet, and then she finally said, you know, jokingly, well, tap pass it to me, I'll take a bump, you know, and see what it's about.
Well, look, I don't believe that this was part of it. This was part of the conversation.
Yes, yeah, but really what they were talking about was the advisability of this.
Yeah, but that's not, that's code. You're talking about how they should have used code.
They should have used more of it, but they didn't. When I was working with military intelligence, and we would say, Johnny, stay away from there. Stay away from there. Your father is asleep. There's probably going to be trouble when he wakes up. Stay away from there, Johnny. Remember what he did to you last Easter. Now, that's an entire exchange that we did over the secured military intelligence channels, and that was understood by all. And everyone proceeded on the basis of that.
All right, so what is it? Johnny, stay away from there, stay away from there.
Johnny, stay away from there, stay away from there. Your father's asleep, and when he wakes up, you know...
Well, that's not what you said.
Well, it's something along those lines. Johnny, get away from there. Get away from me. You didn't have to have it... in other words, the combination of the words, Phil, is what I'm talking about.
You know, they didn't have to be specific?
They didn't have to join together the same way. If you say, Johnny, get away from there. Get away from there, okay? Your father's asleep. When he wakes up, who knows what's going to happen? You know, that kind of a thing.
But it would change.
It would change. The next day, we would say, hey, Johnny, where's your dad? Okay, or Johnny, there's a phone call for your dad. Is he asleep? Or Johnny. Aren't you the guy in your house, is that really your father or just somebody your mom's sleeping with? This kind of a thing, okay?
And well, what is the point of all of this?
So you could use the same words, and they would mean different things.
All right, we have Don Mixa with us. And Don was with military intelligence back in the 90s, trying to make sense out of the... well, you got Phil laughing.
All right, so if you want me to hang up, Phil, I'm happy to do that.
No, but I mean, some of this stuff's kind of funny. Don't you think?
What's funny about it?
Johnny, get away from there.
Yes, that is part of the what is called the Codex. And the Codex is the language or the language that is used in intelligence.
All right, I understand how they use different words, but so far, the only thing you've told us is this. Whatever they were doing on Signal, these people were talking too straight ahead that it should have been in code.
Yes, it should have been in code. They should have said, and for an operation like this where you're going to call it a missile strike, and you got one person, this Tulsi Gabbard, she is...
Tulsi, let's get her name, Tulsi Gabbard.
Okay, sorry. Tulsi Gabbard, she's in...
Tulsi Gabbard. You said Tulsi Gabbard.
I said what?
Never mind, go ahead.
All right.
He said Tulsi Gabbard. You said Tulsi Gabbard.
All right, I'm sorry. It's Tulsi what?
Gabbard.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm trying to... I got a million things going on, Mr. Henry, right now, okay? My kids were playing with a jar of grease under the sink. Now it's all over the kitchen. I got to go home. So here's the thing.
I'm sorry to hear that. But, go ahead. We'll be done in just a second.
All right, here's the thing. If that was me in that room, and I was talking to the vice president, and I had this guy, all these people, Ratcliffe, all these people, I would say, I've got to get up and take a walk. I don't feel good. I think I may throw up. Now, all of that has a specific meaning.
Okay.
It means we have to start operation. Operation is imminent. And go. Okay?
All right, what part of that is go?
I may throw up.
What is it again?
I gotta get up. And then I may throw up.
That's not what you said. You didn't say that. You said, I got to get up. I'm feeling sick.
Yeah, I got to get up. That's right. I forgot. I got to get up. I'm feeling sick. And I may puke all over the door. You there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Phil is finding this amusing.
No, I that's what I'm gathering.
I got to get up. I'm feeling sick. I may puke all over the door. What is puke all over the door? Is that the actual ordering the attack?
That is ordering the attack, yes. I'm going to puke all over the door, and if I don't, I may puke all over you. And you have to say it that way. That means they are going to call in extra assets, and it's going to be a real fireworks display.
I got to get up. I'm not feeling well. I may puke all over the door, and if that doesn't work...
If that doesn't work, then I may puke all over you. And that means we need additional assets committed to the operation.
Don Mixa with us. He is a former member, I guess, former employee of military intelligence in the United States. Don is a college professor now, and he's been giving us some background on, I suppose, what went wrong, what went right in that Signal chat between these Defense Department principals. What did anything go right?
I did nothing that I heard when you say did anything go right. I didn't hear anything that they were talking about. They're basically debating whether something should happen or not, and they were calling out President Trump basically as being kind of a simple-minded clown, as far as I could tell.
Well, it didn't sound that way. I mean, they disagreed with him.
Yeah, but I mean, you got the Vice President of the United States saying that the president, he's got his head shoved so far up his own ass that when he opens his eyes, he's going to be staring down his own tonsils. Now, this is serious stuff, Phil.
I understand.
Okay. And what I would say to the vice president is you have to, in code, say, Billy Bibbit beat his fist on the floor that afternoon, knowing that Nurse Ratched would call his mother, okay?
Say that again? That's from the cuckoo's nest.
Yes, all over the cuckoo's nest.
No, it's called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, not All Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you hear what he said, Phil?
Yeah, I understand. So what is this?
The phrase is, Billy Bibbit beat his fist on the floor that afternoon, afraid that Nurse Ratched would tell his mother. That means that the operation's off. Somebody opened their big mouth, someone has compromised our security, and Billy Bibbit needs to go home, diaper up, and wait for mother. That means everybody return to base or return back, go back to your office and pretend like, you know, we never met.
I don't like it when he laughs either.
Oh, it's okay. I've known Phil for a long time. It's just when you laugh, Phil, I don't know what it means.
Billy Bibbit beat his fist into the floor. Phil, you know, the entire country is shocked and appalled at what happened on that Signal chat. You know that. I understand, yes.
And we're trying to find out here from Don, a former member of military intelligence, what the proper kind of communication is.
Yes, I understand that. It's just...
You don't think the Billy Bibbit thing's funny?
Yeah, the whole thing. Billy Bibbit beat his fist on the floor.
Why don't you go home?
Hey, Margaret.
Dude, no, seriously.
Phil, I look at Phil. I'm the first guy to defend you.
Wait. What are you doing? Just get out of here. God, what a...
I'm just hearing it. You gonna take that?
No, I'm not gonna take it. We want you to get... Listen, we're gonna call David if you don't.
Hey, Phil, maybe you ought to do what they're saying.
Okay, why don't you just... Don, I'm gonna go into the kitchen.
That's a great idea. All right, Don.
No, I'll do it.
Oh, well, okay, sir.
Go ahead, you do it. God damn, I don't want to be the sexist pig.
Don, hi, Margaret Gray, how are you?
I'm fine, Margaret. Where's Phil?
We've told him to sit in the kitchen. Phil?
What? Yeah, I'm here.
Now, Phil's laughing. What is this phrase again?
The phrase...
The Billy Bibbit.
Yes, Billy Bibbit beat his fist into the floor, afraid that Nurse Ratched would call his mother. That means... Stand down, and we will rearm and reconnoiter at another DBA.
What's DBA?
Doing business. Well, not doing business as.
Yeah, that's doing business as.
Destination back. Any. I'll figure it out. It's some. But the point is.
Oh, you'll figure it out. You were with military intelligence.
Hey, General, I'm trying to. A million things are going on right now, okay? Billy Bibbit beat his fist into the floor.
When are you saying it? When are you saying this?
I'm saying, if I'm on a secured channel, hey, everybody, Billy Bibbit just beat his fist into the floor, and Nurse Ratched, and he's afraid Nurse Ratched will tell his mother. And everyone's saying, oh, okay, yeah. And then they proceed accordingly.
Oh, so they know what that means?
Yes.
All right, Don, thank you very much.
Well, I've got a lot more material.
No. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And we thank you very much for...
Well, yeah, it doesn't seem to me like you people have it.
Can I sit down, please? Go ahead.
Hey, Don, it's Phil again.
You get chased out of there by your own people, and you're worried about me talking about Bill Bibbit? I'm sorry.
What is that? What happened to you?
I'm so angry that it's starting to mess with the muscles in my mouth. What I said was, you got chased out of there, Phil, and you're worried about me calling Bill Bibbit. God damn it.
What's going on?
What's happening?
My mouth muscles start to just, I lose control of them when I get angry. Anyway, that's what I said.
Okay, Don, thanks very much. The Billy Bibbit line, we're just going to have to...
No, it means something. It means stand down. There will be no military operation. Okay, we've had KIA, stand down.
So that is something that you say...
Here he goes again.
Phil, no, wait. That's something that you say after a military operation has... gone bad.
Yes.
Billy Bibbit beat his fist into the floor, afraid that Nurse Ratched would call his mother. That means stand down, we've had KIA.
Listen to you laughing about it.
Phil, that's really bad. I'm not laughing at the idea of people dying. I'm laughing at Billy Bibbit. Never mind.
Billy Bibbit? Mr. Henry, I have to communicate with countless assets in the field. You understand what I mean by asset, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Asshat.
I didn't say ass. Oh, isn't he funny?
Asshat.
Aren't you just a funny guy? I mean asset.
I know what you mean.
Okay, and what I'm trying to tell you is, when we have had an operation that's gone south, and we're getting KIA, and we need some rescue choppers, we need people to get in there, and we need to withdraw assets and withdraw people from the theater, what I've said in the past is we would use what we call the Billy Bibbit. Billy Bibbit stutters. Watch out, Billy Bibbit is stuttering, and people may die.
That's what you say to...
That's what we say to our assets.
Watch out, Billy Bibbit is stuttering, and people may die. All right,
Oh, well, I'm so sorry that I'm boring the shit out of...
Okay, Don, no, you're not, but I don't understand any of it.
Of course you don't, because you're not in military intelligence like I is. I mean, like I am. I'm sorry, I'm very tired.
Don Mixa, and we haven't talked to Don in a while... And that's why. And Margaret, don't push me out of here.
I'm going to push you out of here anytime I think it's necessary because you're giggling and laughing and guffawing like you and Jackie are at a corner booth and you're just throwing the beers back.
All right, sorry, but I don't understand. This cat, here's the thing. We do watch too many movies and we watch too many TV shows where we see all this code talk and how the spies do this and spies do that. And sometimes it is just straight ahead stuff. Like, we're going to attack at dawn or whatever the hell they say. Not some of this jazz about Billy Bibbit or don't go there. Your dad's asleep. This is all supposed to be code, huh?
Yes, it's code.
But when you say to a man, don't go there, your dad's asleep, and what it means is, for instance, here's what it, you know, don't go there, your dad's asleep. What it means is we need to bring more assets into the area before we launch this attack. Okay, I understand that. All right, but then you'd say, don't go there, your dad's asleep, although he may awaken at any minute, and he and your mom may get into it right there on the kitchen floor. That means that the operation is called off. You want me to do it again? Okay, so wait a minute. Don't go there, your dad's asleep, but he may wake up and find your mom, and they may do it on the kitchen floor. Yes, and that means the operation's been called off. How do you know? Don't look at me like I'm your little bitch, Phil. All right, I'm sorry. How dare... We know because we know, Phil. I was in the military. And my husband, Frank, was in the military. How about you?
No, I wasn't in the military.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, see? Okay, fine. Coming back,
Kenny Slagg is going to join us for the first time in at least 2 years. Kenny Slagg at home, taking a bath. He's going to fill us in on what's been going on.
Hi, this is Margaret Gray for the Backstage Pass. Get one today, or get one tomorrow, or the day after, depending upon your finances. But it'll make you feel good. You'll skip and dance the day away. With a Backstage Pass, all of those great shows, 60,000 hours of the award-winning Radio Hall of Fame radio show that Phil did, as well as all of the digital content, as well as the home movies, the video casts, the pre-show, and the post-show video log. We also have those podcasts from Bobby Dooley and Elcott The Next Step. It's weird. It's getting weirder with every passing day, and it's something that, quite frankly, I want to divorce myself from because I'd like to leave this world with a clear conscience and not feeling dirty.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Sorry.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Having a day, huh? I'm just in a bad mood.
The Backstage Pass from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're inaugurating a new feature called Tub Time with Kenny Slagg. And, Kenny, I can't tell you how glad we are to have you back with us and to have you on our show. There's an awful lot of speculation, you know, as to whether or not you were okay, whether you were... Are you there, Kenny?
I'm right here, Mr. Henry, yeah.
Okay, we can get the tub running.
I got some hot water, and I know you don't like it, but if I could just... Oh, yeah, I just needed that.
Kenny, how you doing? It's General Shaw.
I'm great, General, and Margaret and everyone.
Hello, Kenny.
Hey, bud.
Hey, how you doing, Kenny? We thought you... I don't know. We thought you was in jail.
We did. We thought you were... The last time we heard from you, you were incarcerated.
I was. As you know, I was in jail in Denver, and then I was... Essentially, they put me on home confinement, and I had some problems with drug use, as you know, Mr. Henry. And then I finally got with a great, great guy, Joe Tapioca, who helped me with my drug addiction and helped me sort out a lot of the... sexual confusion and
you had sexual confusion?
I not really, but I was watching all of this stuff in the news and I thought, am I a woman? You know?
Oh, you didn't.
I did. I got so panicked and so confused by everything, and then I read some stuff that Tom Catton had written, where he had been sitting on your driveway, General Shaw.
Yeah, Tom Catton was on my driveway. He had a masturbation problem.
Yes, but he wrote something saying that while he was confused there for a while. His business was falling off. I don't really know what happened to him, but he started thinking maybe he was a woman, so he started to masturbate.
No, that was, I remember this. Yeah, he was really, you know what he needed? Something to do.
Well, okay, but so I read that and I thought, well, is that my problem? And I started to sit there thinking about it, and, you know, maybe I'm a woman. I think maybe I'm a woman.
Do you really think you're a woman?
I don't really know. I mean, I'm attracted to... I'm a man, and I know that I'm a man, and I like being a man, but because I had such a hard time, getting a hold of life here the last 3-4 years, when we had the principles of abundance in the 21st century...
You were doing very well.
We were. We were doing well, and we had our show, Mr. Henry, that you very kindly put on your platform. Hold on. Can I get some more of that?
All right, Kenny, stop, okay?
I'm sorry. But anyway, what I was thinking as things got more confusing, I was sitting there at the couch one day, and I'd just been watching a movie. It was a Western or something. It was one of those Westerns that you recommended, Mr. Hendry. I think that's called Wagon Train.
Wagon Train?
I thought it was Wagon Train.
What is Wagon Train?
That's what Mr. Hendry said it was.
No, there was a show on TV called Wagon Train.
Well, anyway, I was watching it, and I was feeling, am I a woman? Maybe that's my problem.
Well, what do you mean? Are you thinking you're a woman when you're watching Wagon Train?
Wagon Train. Can we get this thing right?
Oh, sorry, yeah, Wagon Train.
Sorry.
Because I was watching this Western, and it wasn't really all that interesting, Mr. Hendry, I have to tell you. And I was bored. I was really, really bored. And I was almost bored to the point where I wanted to just, I don't know, I just felt like I wanted to walk into traffic or something.
Oh, my God, Kenny, you're kidding.
No, I just, it was bad.
So what happened?
Well, I was thinking that what I need to face up to is the fact that I'm a woman.
All right, do you feel like you're really a woman?
No.
Then why do you think that?
Because I was feeling confused, and I was feeling lost. And I was thinking, well, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm a woman. And a lot of people, I think to any of the guys that are listening to your show right now, Mr. Hendry, a lot of the men listening to your show right now, maybe they are women.
I don't know, Kenny. I don't, pardon my language, I don't really give a shit. I'm talking to you right now. I care about you. And since you answered the question in the negative, that no, you're not a, you don't feel like, you don't really think you're a woman.
At one time, I don't think I'm a woman, but at one time I was going, well, am I a woman? Maybe I am a woman, because my life was going haywire.
All right, because you were getting sidetracked in life. You thought that was because you needed a sex change.
Yes, that's right.
I don't understand that at all.
Well, think about it. Think about it. It only stands to reason, Mr. Hendry. If you sit there on the couch, hold on for a bit. I got to get some hot water. I won't do it. I won't do any. Boy, that feels good.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, anyway, so if you think about it, and you're sitting on the couch all day long, and you've been in jail, your business is gone, you got a couple of bucks, but that's it, and you're thinking, maybe I'm a woman. I think maybe I'm a woman. I got out of the tub, and I looked at my, if you'll pardon me, my saying the word, I looked at my genitals, and I was looking at them going, I don't know, maybe I should have a vagina instead, you know?
You're kidding.
No, but then I thought.
Well, all right, so you don't really believe it, though.
No, but then I thought, no, that's a penis. You're supposed to have a penis. And then I just went into my, basically, I just went into my bedroom and wept.
You did what?
I cried.
Kenny, have you talked to a psychiatrist? Have you talked to a counselor or something?
I do. I have an appointment with Dr. Raccoon day after tomorrow.
Dr. Raccoon, the guy from Yugo?
Yeah, you guys know him?
Do we know him? This guy has been on our show with that guy Baboon talking about whatever it is, Yugo or Yogo.
Yeah, they copyrighted it and everything.
Well, watch your step around that guy, because he's real weird.
Well, he's got a very good pamphlet out called Are You a Woman or Are You Not? And I wanted to...
Well, you know that you're not.
Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to talk to him. Because I had called up, and the receptionist said, do you think you're a woman? And I said, no, I don't. And she said, then you've come to the right place. So I have an appointment with him.
Do you think you're a woman? No, I don't. Then you've come to the... Okay.
Well, I mean...
All right, Kenny... Bless you, man. I'm glad to talk to you, and let us know how it goes, okay?
Sure. And thank you very much, Mr. Hendry, for, talking to me today.
I appreciate it, buddy, and I'm glad that you're feeling better, and you're not a woman.
No, I know I'm a man. Although, I'm just saying, like, when I get out of the tub right now, I'll be nude, and I'll look at my genitals, and I'll go, do I wish I had a vagina? No, I don't. I always have to ask myself that. Always have to ask yourself, and something you always want to do, do I want a vagina?
Thank you very much, Kenny Slagg. Phil, you hang up on people. I understand that, but I don't think that was...
Yeah, you should have talked to him.
Get on the phone with him and...
Yeah, hey, Kenny, yeah, Mr. Henry's got to go. Yeah. Yeah, he's got to go. Do you ever see a vagina?
Give me the phone, will you, for God's sake? Kenny, we had to go, okay?
No, that's okay, Mr. Hendry, I understand.
Okay, the best of luck to you. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Well, you will? Will you call...
Will you just tell him that we'll call him?
Okay, yeah, Kenny.
Do it in the other room. Thank you very much, folks. World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for CMPRE Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget to go to our merch store, the merch store at PhilHendryShow.com, with Ted's Beverly Hills gear, B&B construction gear. We have the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirts and the sweatshirts. We've got shot glasses. We got the coffee mugs. We're going to be giving away our legacy shot glasses very, very soon. Stay tuned.
I'm Kenny Slagg, and I'm not a woman.